The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we have Siak and I, and Aaron's out. So Tori, our friend Tori's in for Aaron.
Hello.
And I, here's my problem. I need one of two things. I need the courage to do the things that I should, that I want to do, or I need lithium or Wellbutrin, some sort of anti thing to make me stop feeling the way that I feel. So I'll explain it. And Tiak, you won't 100% understand this as a non-coffee guy, but
okay.
I'm a Starbucks guy.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to a Starbucks barista because I modify my order way too much.
Oh, really?
So I just order on the app.
Okay.
And then I pull up to the mobile pickup.
Okay.
They have designated parking spots.
So you're not speaking to any individual?
I don't. I just, no. Oh, I just.
He's like that around here, too.
No, I'm not.
Don't look at him in the eyes. That's what I heard when I came up here.
Okay, so I go to the Starbucks real close to the station here, is in this crazy parking lot where there's like a Maria Empanada and Ocean Prime and like Poke Works. And it's just like, it's a zoo of a parking lot. So you need those. There are four grab and go parking spaces. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I get there and I pull up and all four spaces are filled, but it, like, you walk in, grab your coffee, come back out. So I'm like, one of these is going to open up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not opening up. So I'm sitting there. And I'm finally like, so I have to go and I basically park 7,000 miles away from like, I had to park by Ocean Prime and walk across the parking lot.
Okay.
Now listen, before you start talking about my white privilege and stuff, listen to me. Those spaces are for...
Mm-hmm. They're reserved. I get it.
When you do that little vowel movement thing that you just did, I know what
that's
you're
judgment.
Doing. I know it's judgy.
Boss.
But come on. I'm not your boss. Okay. So it
but you have bad knees. I'll be on your side. I'll defend you.
No, I do not want this to be about pity. That's not what it is.
Okay.
So I go in, and as I'm walking in, somebody is in one of those cars, like grabbing stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, I could have just waited another minute because they're leaving. And then they go back in and sit down at a table with a laptop.
Oh.
And clearly they've been holding court for a bit. Now this is where I need either the medication to tell me that's none of your business, let it go, or I need the strength
or patience.
Not patience.
Okay. You don't need any patience.
No, I had patience because I just let it go.
You sound like it. Yeah.
I'm a keyboard warrior. I came in here to complain.
Got it.
This is my passive aggressive mode, Tori.
Got it. Venting room. Got it. Keep going.
Okay. What would you have done? Because he's in the 5-minute parking.
Mm-hmm.
It would have taken him at least 5 minutes to unpack his REI bag full of crap.
Go on a hike later.
That's what I'm saying. Plus, he's got his big old stupid Stanley sitting there.
Right.
It's like, Starbucks doesn't want you to have that in here. Buy your stuff.
I agree with
you. You don't bring in other crap.
I do too. So what are you supposed to tell? Are you supposed to call the police?
Or
are
you supposed to tell? Wait, that escalated very quickly.
Or do you tell a Starbucks?
I think we just hurt him.
No, see, you're going to violence. Could you have at least spoken to a barista? Barista?
Well, as we've said, I don't speak
to
people.
Oh, I see. So, I see.
But in this case, what would you do? Like, because absolutely nothing will change about my experience.
Okay.
It can't. Like, I'm already parked too far away. But for future reference, this a-hole needs to understand, hey, you know how it says 5-minute parking there?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? You want me to walk you through it?
Yeah.
Do
you need a watch? Like,
right.
What if you just passive-aggressively dropped a clock off? I'm like here, sucker.
You're like, I don't know what to do. But the injustices of the world, I feel at a certain point, like I should, with your weak little yellow son, I should exercise my powers. As a superhero, I should have done something.
Okay. And you wouldn't have felt, you have an itch until you the scratch would have happened had action taken place. Is that correct?
Yes, I need to either know, was just the right thing to do to just pick up my coffee and leave.
And move on.
Or should I let it go entirely?
Okay.
Or, because there are.
Or break his knees.
Here's the thing. And this is mainly why it's great to have you in here, Tori. Mm. This is going to sound very...
Oh, I can hear it already.
Women have somehow mastered those types of confrontations, and then they don't escalate into kneecaps coming off. Where you just come up and you say that sentence, mm-hmm. or you have that hair flip look, the side, like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know what Chris Rock once said? He said, if women were in charge of the presidents of all the countries, there'd be no war, but just a lot of countries not speaking to each other.
That's exactly the truth.
Yeah. She could have said, not said anything, but he would have gotten the point.
Yeah, I would have been passive. That's what I would have done. That's right.
I'll move it.
I would have passively, aggressively spoken so that person would have heard me and said, been like this.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, so that he hears me, even if he's on a headset. Been like, I can't believe they took the coveted spots. What do you call a-hole?
A-hole. Yes.
And that way he is shamed privately. And private shame is the worst kind of shame. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, does a person like that even experience private shame? Because if you're willing to, it's the mm-hmm. person when we're all stuck in gridlock and they drive over on the median for a little bit and then and they're like, let me in. And you're like,
entitled.
Right.
Yeah.
Entitled. Yeah, mm-hmm. Rules don't apply to you, sir. Right.
Well, exactly.
Right.
Right. I agree. But can you get any sort of satisfaction in that person's going to get what's coming to them?
No.
They're living a dirty life.
No.
They're living like,
No. Okay. I have to give it to them. It has to be me.
You're the judge.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.